It's Friday on the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. Ready for the weekend, Mike?
I am ready.
Heath?
Well, I mean, it's Friday, so I'd better be, right?
Oh, it is Friday.
I appreciate the fact, like, I would never know when Friday was if it wasn't for the fact that you always told us.
I mean, look, this is only my third workday of the week, so for me, it's kind of Wednesday, too. So I'm just glad I got the day right.
I think we should do a poll on Twitter. Chris worked 3 days this week. Did this raise his average day's work or lower?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I work hard every day, sir. We got a really interesting Daily Fantasy Live podcast coming up. Might be a little shorter one. We're a little pressed for time, but we'll get right into it by talking about the very interesting pitching choices on the slate. Mike, who's your top pitcher of the night?
Wow.
We've got some really interesting
ones. Darvish.
Deep
Darvish.
He's got Yu Darvish. He of the one start this season was a good one. 7 strikeouts, 5 innings. Is he on a pitch count?
Yes.
He is. It's been raised by possibly 15 pitches. He could throw as many as 95 tonight.
Okay.
85 to 95 was the way that it was phrased. And as far as whether it would be 85 or 95, they just said it would depend on how he gets there.
Okay. I think it's probably a situation where if he gets to 5 innings with 88 pitches, that's probably it, right?
Yes.
So the question is Yu Darvish an efficient enough pitcher to get through 6 innings with 95 pitches? And I think that's an open question.
Yeah, it is.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I don't get the impression that Yu Darvish is a particularly efficient pitcher, mostly because his control is a little wonky. He racks up a lot of strikeouts. I believe he has the highest strikeout rate in Major League Baseball history for a pitcher with as many innings as him.
Are you factoring in the fact that Seattle played a super late game and had to travel to Texas today? Is that the reason you like Yu Darvish?
It is a reason that I like Yu Darvish.
Okay.
Because I like Yu Darvish a lot, and I think he is underpriced if he was going for pitching a full game.
Sure.
But you're only saving...
You're spending $9,000 on
him. You're only saving $1,600 off...
Who is Heath's top pitcher, I would
the
say.
Unquestionably the best pitcher on the slate.
Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah. Yes.
In Miami, $10,600. That one looks really good. The lineups the Marlins have been throwing out there lately, I don't know.
He ranks second in baseball in FIP at 1.67.
Yep.
Second in strikeouts per nine at 11.4. Only sixth in WHIP at 0.96. And third in ERA at 1.84.
He still has like a 33% swinging strike rate with his... We're not going to get through this podcast if I can't say things. Swinging strike rate with his slider, which that's just something I like throwing out there.
Yes. And we know, though, I mean, the big issue is that slider is so good, but Giancarlo Stanton mashes sliders. So it's going to be an interesting battle tonight between those two.
Yeah. I believe in the Giancarlo Stanton bounce back. He's only $3,200 tonight. I will not be playing Giancarlo Stanton against Noah Syndergaard against almost literally any other pitcher in baseball. There's maybe two other pitchers I wouldn't play him at $3,200. Syndergaard is one of them.
Okay.
I think Syndergaard has to be the top pitcher of the night. In terms of just like the amount of points that you expect from him, I don't see how anybody competes.
No, that's the issue I have is you, Darvish, could be better for the money, but at 1,600 less, what he needs to stay within 4 fantasy points of Syndergaard?
Yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, but I would say anywhere within 10.
Oh, no.
If Thor outscores
you by 10 points, you're not going to be happy with playing you.
That's not necessarily true.
I mean, look, it's worth pointing out.
Depends on what they both. If they both score over 50, I don't care.
Noah Syndergaard only has 9 and 16 fantasy points in his last 2 outings.
One of those was in relief.
One of them was in relief.
Okay.
And the other one, he was tossed in the third inning.
So I don't think we're going to hold that against him.
It's not actually worth noting. No.
We should talk about his two starts before that where he scored 66 and 63 fantasy points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even with 25 in his last two games, he's averaging 41.4 for the season.
To be clear, I will have Noah in a minimum of 50% of my cash lineups.
Okay. So you and Noah are right there side by side.
There's three pitchers that are in a tier of their own, and really the only three I'm considering at all tonight.
Now,
let me try to guess.
Okay.
Vince Velasquez.
No.
Oh, wow. We're off the Vince Velasquez.
Vince Velasquez did not make my top three either, and neither did Yu Darvish.
Danny Salazar?
Well, I know he's not one of Mike's, but he is my second favorite pitcher of the night.
Wow. Jake Odorizzi.
No, more expensive. David Price.
You know, we haven't mentioned the guy that when I built my lineup originally was the first one I went with. But yeah, David Price against Toronto. At some point, do we think the Blue Jays are going to be able to hit lefties?
Yeah.
Yes.
Some they should.
I think Price is okay. My third favorite was actually Kenta Maeda.
That was the one.
At 8,600 against the Braves. And we've gotten some tweets about it seems like as bad as the Braves are, there aren't that many great pitching performances against them. I think that's somewhat true, but you saves you $2,000 off of Scherzer and $400 off of, or Kenta saves you $400 off of you. I think I would expect Kenta and Yu Darvish to score about the same amount.
I like the upside with Darvish much more there. If you look at Maeda, he's only pitching five, maybe six innings every start anyway.
He's really struggled when he's only gotten 5 days rest.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 6 days rest because they moved him back a day this time.
And so, it's worth pointing out, in Japan, I'm pretty sure they pitch
on 6 days.
On 6 days rest. Yes. Yeah.
I don't know that that'll matter.
Yeah.
But I hope it does.
Yeah, I think it's more the matchup. You expect him to get the win. You expect the Braves to score one, maybe two runs. Now, he doesn't have the high strikeout potential of a Yu Darvish, of a Noah Syndergaard, of a David Price, but it's still a really good matchup for him. I think this is an interesting night for pitching, though. I think you can go a lot of different ways.
Oh, there's a lot of options. I actually kind of like Taijuan Walker, especially on DraftKings where he's 5,900, but Mike does not.
If I'm playing him, it would certainly be DraftKings only.
Right.
But I do like the other side of that game.
Right. And I understand that it's like from the pitching side of things. Taijuan Walker was not in Seattle or San Diego last night. He was, I don't know this for sure, but I'm fairly certain that he flew to Texas yesterday afternoon.
Probably. That's usually what teams do.
You mentioned Odorizzi. Do you like him? Not really.
Well, no, it's the matchup against Minnesota.
Right.
It is really what it is.
I would like him more if the game was in Tampa.
Sure, but Minnesota's a pretty neutral park, right?
It's pretty neutral. It's just I'd rather have him pitching in his home environment.
Do you believe in the Coors hangover?
With certain teams, it kind of depends on what kind of a pitcher they're going to see next.
Okay. What about Drew Pomeranz and Gio Gonzalez going against the two teams that just left Coors last night?
I think those are both really interesting.
I'm more interested in Pomeranz. The reason I'm not as interested in Gio is that I still believe that the Reds are sneaky against left-handed pitching.
I wrote about this a little, and I wanted to get your thoughts. Adam Duvall and Trevor Story are having the exact same season. It's just Trevor Story did his things in April. Duvall's done his and did his in May. We just don't talk about Adam Duvall.
His
it's
name's
really
not
strange.
As cool as Trevor Story.
I get it. You can't do as many. Yeah, you can't do as many.
The name
puns.
Value is huge for
okay.
him.
Okay, no, that makes sense then.
Jags fans really like Adam Duvall.
Sure.
Isn't that a Twitter thing they do where they like Duvall in all caps?
Yeah. That's. I'm sure it's a thing.
Yeah.
Drew Pomeranz, you do like more than Gio just because of the strikeout potential, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Any other pitchers you guys think are worth mentioning?
I think that's. We should mention the fact that Johnny Cueto is pitching tonight. But
sure.
There's no chance I'm using him against the Cardinals.
Really tough against the Cardinals. Jimmy Nelson against the Phillies. What do you guys think of that?
There's some upside potential there.
I mean, he's been really good his last four starts.
That's correct.
And you know we've seen him be pretty good at times. Anybody else that you guys are interested in?
I'm not a huge fan of the super cheap pitching tonight.
No, it's a lot of pretty mediocre guys. You look at the under 7,000, you've got Jared Weaver against the Pirates, no way. Ari Dickey against the Red Sox, no way. Kohler against the Mets, Nolasco against the Rays, Finnegan against the Nationals, and Russin against the Padres.
Russin Rusin?
Yeah. The only one I could consider, and it's like the most tepid endorsement you could possibly offer, would be Ricky Nolasco. He does have the potential to go six innings, get seven strikeouts. He did in his last start. Tampa Bay, not a great offense, but don't play Ricky Nolasco.
No, no chance.
No. All right, let's move on to our favorite stacks of the day. And if there's a bunch of pitchers we don't like, that should give us some good opportunities for stacking, right? Look, the Red Sox are kind of Coorsy at this point.
Like, do we pick our favorite Red Sox?
Yeah, pick one of your favorite of the like nine Red Sox that are $4,000.
Mine will be Poppy.
It's really tough to build a Red Sox stack.
Poppy can't hit a knuckleball. We know that, and so I'll go with him.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Blake Swihart just because he's the most realistic to squeeze in your lineup to get exposure to that lineup. At 2,600 at catcher, I think he's a great play tonight.
Also, BVP says pretty clearly that Mookie and Bogarts can also hit a knuckleball.
I need to look it up.
I knew that about Bogarts. I've looked at his stuff pretty extensively.
If you guys want to just kill time for about 3 seconds.
You want to look something up?
Yeah, I'm looking something up.
Now, you said your favorite stack outside of Boston is the Rangers.
Yes, the Texas Rangers.
Oh, man.
Why do you hate Taijuan Walker?
I think he has control issues at times.
Yes.
And I really, really just don't think he's going to pitch well on the road to Texas.
Who would you say are the Rangers' best hitters?
The best hitters for the Rangers?
Yeah.
The ones that I like the most tonight are guys like Nomar Mazara, Mitch Moreland, Jerks and Profar, mainly because he's cheap.
You're kind of like Mitch Moreland's like your Giancarlo.
I think Mitch Moreland's better than Giancarlo, but
no, you don't. Okay, here's one thing I do. I want to push back on this, besides the Giancarlo thing, because it's obvious trolling. I'm not going to take it. Taijuan Walker has reverse splits for his career, and I believe they're pretty significant this season, and it's not like a fluky thing. He has just a really bad breaking ball. His breaking ball is awful, and typically you use your breaking ball to get pitchers of the same handedness out, or batters of the same handedness out. He has like a 5% swing. No, he has 5 swinging strikes on 101 curveballs this season. That's awful.
Yeah.
But his splitter is really good. It's probably his best pitch, if not his fastball. He's done a really good job of neutralizing left-handed batters. So I agree. He's been pretty rough since a solid start to the season.
Yep.
But it's a matchup that maybe the Rangers can't take advantage of.
You say that he's been pretty good against lefties this year? And if you look at certain numbers he has, but he's given up 10 home runs this year, and 7 of them have been to left-handed batters.
All right. That's fair. Any other stacks you guys want to mention?
You didn't
even... yeah, I didn't get my...
You didn't even give one, so
The one thing I did want to point out, I had a thought that Dustin Pedroia has been really good against knuckleballers. He has really awful numbers against Ari Dickey.
Okay. My favorite stack of the day that's not the Red Sox would be the Pirates against Jared Weaver. Sounds like Gregory Polanco is coming back. Jung Ho Gong is appropriately priced. I like Starling Marte. If John Jaso is leading off, I could see playing some of him at first base. I really like the Pirates a lot against Jared Weaver.
That seems fair. Jared Weaver throws 84-mile-an-hour fastballs. I would almost never have a problem with stacking against Jared Weaver.
What if I was using the Braves?
That would probably be a problem. I mean, it just wouldn't be a great decision, I think.
And then I think also the Nationals against Brandon Finnegan.
Okay.
I believe Finnegan's a lefty, and the Nationals' best hitters are left-handed.
Yep. Pretty much exclusively.
Finnegan hasn't actually been good this year, I don't think, against left-handed batters.
Yeah, he hasn't been good against anyone, really.
Well, he's given up a 3.11 WOBA, so he's been average against lefties this year. I do think it could be really interesting if Chris Heisey leads off or Michael Taylor. Jason Worth's a guy I've played against lefties a lot when he hits second, but he's up to 3,500 on FanDuel. That seems like too much for Jason Worth.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want to pay anything within any price within like 5 years of his actual age.
He's not 3,500 years old.
He's 37 years old.
Oh, okay.
You knew what I meant. The Astros against Jesse Hahn also. Astros at home. I think that's a pretty good matchup.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like all those. I really like the Nationals. It's a very nice park shift for them. And you get that guaranteed ninth inning team at bat, which will be really nice in that park.
I just wish Trey Turner was in there. I'd want to throw him out there in his first game.
Yeah.
That's it. Heath.
Yes.
You have any BVP?
Of course I've got BVP, Chris. I have BVP every day.
So reliable.
You know, it's so reliable that that exchange is going to happen on the podcast. We have a BVP pitcher today.
Okay.
And you hate him.
I don't think that's true.
Yes, you do. Adam Wainwright going against the Giants.
Okay.
Giants hitters have a 521 OPS against Wainwright in their careers.
I'm sure they do. And like, I'm 100% sure that's accurate.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also 100% sure that number will go up dramatically tonight.
Did you think maybe that was like the fake BVP number I was giving?
What?
You know how we were giving fake BVP numbers yesterday?
No.
Okay.
No, I believe you. I 100% believe you.
Good. I
appreciate
that.
Wainwright used to be really good.
Yasmani Grandal, 4-for-9 with 3 extra base hits against Julio Teheran.
That's another one we should have mentioned. The Dodgers have not been great, but Teheran has struggled over the last couple of years against lefties. He's been a lot better this season overall, but he also, I think, only like 40% of the batters he's faced this season have been lefties, which kind of explains why he's been better.
There are a lot of options at first base if you like BVP tonight. Travis Shaw, Joey Votto, Mark Teixeira. I'm going with Eric Hosmer. He has a 348 average, an 1158 OPS, and 2 dongs in 24 plate appearances against Danny Salazar.
Okay.
At second base, other side of that game, Jason Kipnis, 905 OPS and a dong in 15 plate appearances against Edinson Volquez. Third base, Kyle Seager, 900 OPS and 4 extra base hits and 25 plate appearances against Yu Darvish. At shortstop, Xander Bogaerts. Bogaerts has, I wouldn't say crushed, but he has a 361 average, 950 OPS against R.A. Dickey.
That's pretty good.
In the outfield, and I will take this time to read our Dong Chasers email of the day and Dong Chasers selection, because this person worked BVP into the Dong Chasers, and it is Mike Denny. If you need a pick for the listener's Dong team today, I'm going to prove that BVP is real and take $4,100 Jose Bautista. So, BVP will be proven real today, Chris, by this pick.
Sure.
Jose Bautista, in his career, 62 plate appearances against David Price. That's a lot, right?
Sure.
Significant. Yeah. 345 average, 422 on base, 745 slug. 6 dongs.
Wow.
10 extra base hits.
Blue Jays should have kept him around.
Joey Bats owns David Price. Lonnie Chisenhall is also going to be in the outfield for us. He is 5-for-9, the 1434 OPS against Edinson Volquez.
Anytime you can play Lonnie Chisenhall.
Yes.
You got to take it.
And then, well, I had to put Chisenhall in there so I could afford Wainwright. And then John Jay got 5 hits yesterday. 5 hits. He's faced Chris Rusin 6 times. He's got 5 hits against Rusin. 2,000 OPS.
That's left versus left, too.
Wow, that's... I don't know. I'm trying to make like a Federalist Papers joke.
I want an instant reaction when you hear these names. Wainwright, Grandal, Hosmer, Kipnis, Seager, Bogaerts, Bautista, Chisenhall, and Jay.
I think my only reaction is that we should call John Jay the Federalist.
Call John Jay the Federalist.
Yeah. It's a little American history joke for you.
Okay.
He wrote 5 of the Federalist Papers.
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
Mike?
What's up?
You did not know that.
No, I wasn't paying attention to that.
Not one single listener of ours. Oh, one of our listeners knew that.
Yeah. There you go. Right there, Mike. Pound it.
Mike knows. Not this. Not the mic on air, Mike. Our producer, Mike.
All right, you guys want to chase some dongs?
We got a dong yesterday.
We're going through a drought.
Yes.
I have the weekends here. I catch it all
Mike's
on the weekends.
Time to so. Shine, except what he is, didn't have any dongs on the weekend
what
last
are
week.
The, I have a couple questions about the overall standings.
Okay.
For this week first, how many dongs does Mike have?
Two.
And I have one?
You have one.
And you have zero?
I have zero.
What is our average spent?
Mike has spent $4,025. You have spent $3,375. I've spent $3,800.
Okay.
So if you get a dong here.
I move way ahead. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I mean, okay. I got to strategize.
Okay.
So,
Mike, you're on the board.
I'm on the board already?
Oh, you're on the
I'm on the clock. All right. Count it down for me. How many seconds do I get?
Three, two, one.
Nomar Mazara.
Nomar.
$2,700.
That's an awfully cheap Nomar Mazara.
It is.
Heath, you've still got some wiggle room in your price.
Mike does not believe in reverse splits.
Okay.
I'm going to go with somebody that we haven't talked about.
Okay, then.
But there are only two pitchers in Major League Baseball that have a Sierra, skill interactive ERA, above 5.5.
Okay.
That's awful. That's two bad. Qualified pitchers. One of them pitched last night.
Doesn't sound like they're qualified for much.
Yordano Ventura. The other one pitches tonight. Do you know who it is? We haven't mentioned him or the opposing stack.
Tom Kohler.
Two-start Tom.
Yeah.
He's generally better at home.
He's real bad.
I am going to take Michael Conforto.
Yeah, Tom Kohler has 39 strikeouts and 35 walks on the season.
Yeah, and he might give up 30 dongs tonight.
Michael Conforto, that's a $3,200 Michael Conforto. I'm going to not go cheap. Thanks for leaving me David Ortiz.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. I will gladly take him and watch him not hit a home run today and then hit two tomorrow.
So, things that we should really, before we give lineups, that we should focus on for the listeners, which the key points.
Okay.
Thor and you.
Yeah.
The Red Sox. Consensus top stack if you can play him. Chris is not playing a $3,200 John Carlos, so you need to get him in your lineup.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And fade Poppy.
Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
I will give my lineup first.
Okay.
I am not going with you. I am not going with Noah. I'm going with Kenta Maeda at $8,600. I tried to do a Red Sox stack, and by the time I got to the end of my lineup, I had one Red Sox because it's so hard to fit them in there. Catcher I might have to change. We'll see if Dustin Garneau's in the lineup, but they are going against the lefty, so we'll see. David Ortiz at first base, Jose Altuve at second, Nolan Arenado at third base. He's only $3,900.
Wow, you are rolling.
Wilmer Flores at shortstop. We'll see if he's starting. What's that? Wilmer Flores at shortstop.
I've got a worse name at second, so it's okay.
My belief in Wilmer Flores' skill set is, I think, to anybody who's read my stuff, which, you know, small group, but I believe in Wilmer Flores, and I hope he gets the start of third base tonight against a terrible Tom Kohler. And my outfield, I'm not going with Giancarlo Stanton, but I'm going with the all-terrible hitters who are way better than their price suggests and will bounce back tonight. Adam Jones at $3,100. He had two home runs last night, so it's not really bounce back. But he's only $3,100. He's going against Nate Eovaldi. He's hitting leadoff for the Orioles. I think he's a great value at $3,100. Matt Kemp at $3,200 and Michael Conforto at $3,200.
I mean, Matt Kemp's got like 8 hits in the last 3 days, right?
Does he? Okay, then it's not even the bounce back. It's just the all underperforming lineup.
Okay,
or the underpriced lineup.
I'll go FanDuel. You can go FanDuel, and then we'll go over DraftKings.
Sure.
I've got Thor starting at pitcher. Derek Norris is getting ready to start one of his patented hot streaks.
Oh, okay.
Started last night. He's got a lefty, Chris Rusin, today. Big Poppy at first. I didn't know that Chris was going to pick him in Dong Chaser, so I might have to make a switch there. The worst name by far in my lineup, maybe all year long, Mike Avilas.
Played him last night.
$2,000 Mike Avilas at second base. Carlos Rodon's pitching for the White Sox. We never mentioned his name. I still think Rodon's pretty good, but he is struggling getting righties out. And Aviles can hit lefties.
It's been a it's been an ongoing issue for him in his career. He doesn't have a strong third pitch yet.
Jung Ho Gong at third base. Jose Iglesias has officially replaced Alcides Escobar as the under $2,500 shortstop. And he also gets a lefty. So kind of a bottom of the Tigers order.
You should, you're going to regret not going with Wilmer Flores, man.
Michael Conforto, Gregory Polanco, and Hyung-Soo Kim.
Hyung-Soo Kim batting second for the Orioles. He's got a really good plate discipline. That's the one thing, is that last season in Korea, he walked 101 times, only struck out 63 times, and so far in about 70 plate appearances, 8 walks, 8 strikeouts.
It was frustrating to see the Orioles continue to score runs upon runs upon runs last night and Hyung-Soo Kim not really be involved.
Yeah.
But I think he's good.
Yeah.
I believe he's a $3,000 player at least, and I'm going to play him until he's priced accordingly.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, Yu Darvish, Blake Swihart, David Ortiz, Jerickson Profar, Chris Coughlin, Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, Nomar Mazara, and Mitch Moreland.
That is quite the Red Sox Rangers stack.
Yep.
On DraftKings, I'm going away from your Rangers. Yep. I've got Thor and Taijuan Walker. Thor is 12,100 on DraftKings, much tougher to play. I feel like you almost have to play one cheap pitcher with him if you're going to play him. Mm-hmm. I've got Steven Vogt at catcher, who's also one of my favorite options on FanDuel. Chris Davis is under $4,000 on DraftKings. Jed Lowry, been hot since he came back. Jung Ho Gong, Carlos Correa, still under 4,000. Gregory Polanco, Adam Jones, and Starling Marte.
Nice.
And you don't have a DraftKings?
I would need like another.
That's fine. We're doing a short show. It's 26 minutes in. We can call it here. You guys gonna have a good weekend?
I really think I am. I've got friends coming into town from Missouri.
I bet you're going to take them to the beach, aren't you?
We are going to the beach tonight.
Terrible.
That was
actually
their
night beach is fine.
Their first request was to go to the beach. Their second request was to go to the swamp.
Night beach is better than day beach.
How do you like this beach or the swamp better?
The swamp, I guess. I don't really like. I don't go out to swamps often.
You've not.
I mean, I've gone out to the Everglades. I've grown up in South Florida, but like, I don't go out there regularly. It's kind of, you do it a couple times.
If you go once, you pay for the whole year. It's free after that.
Okay. Great.
I was trying to add to your water power rankings.
I hope you have fun.
I was trying to add to your water power rankings.
I hope you enjoy your, are you going on an airboat ride?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely way to spend a day. I hope you don't fall in.
You kind of hope I do.
No, I mean that sincerely. Have a nice weekend.